He grabbed Siobhan by the shoulder to stop her walking away. "That's assault," she told him, trying not to show how furious and frustrated she felt.
"Thanks for helping me get off in there," he'd said. "Maybe I can return the favour someday. I'm off to the pub to celebrate." "What's your poison?"
"Drop down the nearest sewer, will you?"
"I think I'm in love."
A grin spreading to cover his narrow face. Someone called to him, his girlfriend. Bottle blonde hair, black tracksuit. Pack of cigs in one hand, mobile phone to her ear. She'd provided his alibi for the time of the attack. So had two of his friends. "Looks like you're wanted."
"It's you I want, Shiv."
"You want me?" She waited till he nodded. "Then invite me along next time you're going to beat up a complete stranger."
"Give me your phone number."
"I'm in the book, under police."
"Marty!"
his girlfriend snarled.
"Be seeing you, Shiv."
Still grinning, he walked backwards for a few paces, then turned away. Siobhan had headed straight back over to St Leonard's to reacquaint herself with his file. An hour later, the switchboard had put through a call. It was him, phoning from a bar. She'd put the receiver down. 10 minutes later, he'd called again. And then another 10 after that. And the next day. And the whole of the following week. Unsure at first how to play it, she didn't know if her silences were working. They just seemed to make him laugh, made him try all the harder. She prayed he would tire, find something else to occupy him. Then he turned up at St Leonard's, tried following her home. She'd spotted him that time, led him a dance while summoning help on her mobile. A patrol car had pulled him up. Next day, he was curbside again, just outside the car park at the back of St Leonard's. She'd left him there, exiting on foot instead by the front door, taking a bus home. Still, he wouldn't give up. And she realised that what had started, presumably as a joke, had turned into a more serious form of game.